Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The project is about 60% complete. Fire facility architect Dave Medine took City Council and some NAFRS board members on a tour of the NAFRS expansion project on Friday. Nearly everything that can be changed will be changed as they expand and update the entire facility with new HVAC systems, sleeping quarters for four, a new kitchen, a conference room, and of course much more room to store all their equipment. Medine added they'll be replacing the glass on the west side.
And we're putting in low-E tinted glass because the department has had a hard time keeping equipment in the window space because the UV destroys the material that it's made out of.
Fire Captain Sean Simonson explained how the equipment currently sitting where the fire trucks are will be taken out and moved, creating needed space for fire trucks and their other equipment, such as a boat. The mezzanine and pole will remain. They've found a few surprises.
The most recent one was water running out of an electrical conduit, which someone evidently substituted for PVC pipe, I don't know. And that got capped right there. And the water now is going in the storm system.
The water had been running the whole time, finding its own path down to the river. They hope to start placing the facade on the building soon. While there have been some setbacks, they're still looking at a March 10, 2019 completion date. As for budget, they're about $18,000 into a $200,000 contingency. One question was whether the firing range the police department used for training will remain. Pictures are on KYMNradio.net. Dundas Police Chief Gordon Menke has left the building. Menke retired after 26 years as a police officer, nearly 24 of them in Dundas. Family, friends, city officials, and neighboring police officers gathered at Memorial Park to celebrate Gordy last Friday afternoon. He told KYMN he had no specific plans just yet, but to take the winter off and do what he wants to do, or do nothing at all. He said it was a tough decision, but he's got to retire sometime, might as well do it now. Commenting on Interim Chief Eric Klein, he says it'll be a good transition.
I think it's a great opportunity for him as well. So, you know, I think it's a good thing for everybody. And I think he'll serve the community well.
Menke added that the city is in a good position right now. Klein said he's looking forward to the opportunity. Menke's last day was last Friday. Pictures are on KYMNradio.net. Northfield City Council created a Northfield Transportation Advisory Committee in September. Mayor Pownell said the council was asked what they wanted to focus on.
It was primarily on Highway 246, all potential solutions with that, including that the roundabout, whether or not the road should be turned back to the county, to the city, what are the solutions for that, Highway 19 corridor.
Transit was another discussion item. Part of that means creating a transit hub in the area of the Northfield Depot and the Q Block. She said this advisory committee will bring the issues to the forefront. Tomorrow night, they'll hold a work session, which will include the utility rate study, a climate action plan update, budget options, and whether to form another advisory committee, this one regarding riverfront enhancement. And Better Angels was launched in 2016 as a nonprofit bipartisan citizen movement to reduce political polarization. 50 North is holding a red-blue workshop next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Chris Ellison said it's an intense workshop meant to break down stereotypes each side has about the other. It's about how to listen and how to communicate without antagonizing one another. Registration must go through Ellison, as you must identify yourself as either red or blue, the point being they must have an equal number on each side. Ellison said the program is not about changing people's minds. It's about being able to speak to those with differing opinions. The program is free. Call 50 North or email chris.ellison@50north.org. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.